with thousands of eyes to make sure our voices were heard. We know that way down the sidelines from Republicans force through their destructive policies, and we won't stop now. Senator Dix has promised Chapter 2 is coming for us in January. And Kim Reynolds got an early start on it this summer. She mismanaged our budget and raided more rainy day funds, offered millions in new corporate coupons, took away overtime pay for overtime work for thousands of islands, and cut even more staff in our mental health facilities. She called LGBTQ rights a matter of local control, and this has continued a disastrous Medicaid scheme, privatized in a way that has been worse and worse for some of our most vulnerable citizens in the state. While we've been proud to stand up for their agenda to win in 2018, we must talk about our plan to fight back. For hundreds of thousands of islands, we fight back. $7 million. We fight back. That our workplaces are safer for women, but to make sure Iowa women get equal pay for equal work. Workers' rights. We fight back to expand workplace and union rights. Of our state's future, where we address the very real problem of climate change with expanded Iowa women's solar energy, where we battle our strong productive workforce with better wages and benefits, where we lead the nation in education by prioritizing our schools again, where we build safe and secure communities, where we promote and protect our natural resources, like my incredible wife Andrea does every day. They believe separates us is no match for the actual shared values of my parents and grandparents in rural Iowa and my constituents in urban and suburban Iowa. This election is too important for us to repeat the mistakes of the past. When it will take a new generation of Iowans sharing our vision throughout the state and energizing working families in the state who have been attacked by their own representatives in government. It will take outreach to small communities like my hometown of Columbus Junction that this administration has left behind. We must make it clear to our friends and neighbors that their quality of life, our livelihoods, are on the ballot. This is more important than who you Congress for in 2016 and even who you choose as primary in 2018. Because we are all Iowans. And when we stand up and fight back as a United Democratic Party, we not only win in 2018, we deliver a victory for our state's future. Like you, I didn't wait for Terry Gray and to leave town to fight back. Members of our sidelines, I was there to stand with you and fight for you. I've seen all too clearly the problems our state will face if we lose this fighting the soul of our state, if the Republican agenda is emboldened. No amount of frustration, of shouting, and protest will matter if we don't deliver a victory in 2018. I fought for working people for 12 years as an attorney. I've traveled to 99 counties as this campaign. A fight we must win. Our opportunity is now. Let's stand up. Let's fight.